here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of Roald Dahl, born in Llandaff, South Wales, 1916. The Cadbury Chocolate Company chose his school as a focus group for new candies, and so every so often they'd get a big gray cardboard box, each child would, which had 11 chocolate bars in it, and the children were supposed to rate the candy. And it was from that that many years later, Roald Dahl wrote his novel Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's the birthday of the pianist and composer Clara Schumann. She was born Clara Wieck in Leipzig in 1819. Parents both musicians. They divorced when she was four. She was raised by her father, taught her to play the piano. When she was 8 years old, she played at the home of some family friends, and 17-year-old Robert Schumann was there and was so impressed that he dropped out of law school and he started taking lessons with Clara's father. She made her formal debut at the age of 11, considered a great pianist for the rest of her life, sold out concerts. Critics loved her. She won all sorts of awards. Schumann fell in love with Clara. He proposed to her. Her father tried to stop the marriage because Clara had a bigger career than Robert did, but they were married on the eve of Clara's 21st birthday. She raised 7 children. She toured and composed and performed, and it was largely because people respected Clara Schumann so much that they gave Robert Schumann's work a chance. She played her last concert in 1891 at the age of 72. It was on this day in 1743 that the Treaty of Worms was signed in Worms, a city on the Rhine in Germany, which made you laugh when you studied this in junior high school. You pronounced it Treaty of Worms. But Worms is one of the oldest cities in Germany. The Diet of Worms, 1521, Diet, an assembly of officials. The Diet of Worms was the one that condemned Martin Luther with the Edict of Worms. That's different. In 1743, the Treaty of Worms tried to bring to an end the War of the Austrian Succession, but the peace did not last for long, and it soon led to the Seven Years' War, of which a major battle and a turning point was fought just outside Quebec, 1759, on this day, the Battle of the Plains of Abraham, in which the British decisively defeated the French. And the British general James Wolfe and the French general Louis-Joseph de Montcalm both were shot and died. Within 4 years, almost all of France's territories in the New World had been taken over by the British. Here's a poem for today by Noel Peaty, A Difference of 53 Years. Here is a magazine called 17. It comes out on the stands every month. The girl on each cover is welcome as cherry pie. She's tubbed pure, her hair is up or ribboned. Her life is all dresses, parties, and little pink wishes. She says to the world, "Oh, hurry, hurry up, please," and it does. Here is a man about 70. Why isn't there a journal called 70? Because he isn't as welcome, because nobody wants to be like him. He says to the world, "Slow down, my flat feet can't keep up with you." He whispers, "I'm still alive." But it doesn't slow down, the world. It keeps on hurrying. For see there, an impatient virgin is waiting. Every day, an old man is buried. Every month, there's another young girl. A poem by Noel Peaty, A Difference of 53 Years, from The Testimony of Doves, published by Regent Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.